We've been talking about the big news out of the weekend was this Nick Shirley video that dropped over the weekend. Jim, welcome back, by the way, my friend. How are you?
Good, Kevin. Thanks for having me on the show today.
You bet.
Great to be back. 4B covering North Moorhead and then Clay County, Becker County.
Yep. Well, you're doing a good job. I like my rep. The Rocks and Cows are represented in this state, but that's a whole other conversation. We got to get the we got to crack that metro code, if you know what I'm saying. But this the topic is raging, and he just hit 1.4 million views in 3 days. Nick Shirley went around with a gentleman named David. We've been playing clips from this thing. They're well over $25 million at their sixth stop on this video, and we've been just playing chunks of it. Let's just listen to a little more of these guys, Jim, before we
talk. So, David, once again, another child daycare center. We have a bus out here. No one's inside.
No playground. It's no answer at the door.
Kids, no children anywhere.
No children.
But yet, millions of dollars every single year.
So the sign says Creative Minds Daycare. They got in so much trouble. They had so many violations that they had to shut down, and they reopened the next day under Super Kids Daycare Center. You see, 3801 Portland, which is where we are.
So that's fraud right there alone.
Millions and millions of dollars. And again, the kids are missing. Where are the kids?
You'd think if they had the same address that whoever's inside or working at the Capitol here inside of Minnesota would just say, oh, maybe that's a red flag.
Maybe they just write the check. Human services, they got to clean out the whole bunch.
So, Jim, let's start there. I mean, come on.
So, you know, Kevin, one of the things that just blows my mind as we're seeing this stuff come off of the they're blowing the top on this fraud. Fraud all over Minnesota. You know, I think it's going to reach further. The federal government, you know, gives Minnesota money, and it's all fraud, and it's coming. And me being a small business owner, thinking about just different business techniques and everything we do, you know, if we put a manager in charge of our stores, you know, they have checks and balances. Here we are in the state of Minnesota taking federal money with no checks and balances. And I brought this up on the floor a couple times last year, and it's unbelievable. You know, the Waltz administration, I don't care who you're looking at, but if Governor Waltz is serious about fraud, he would step forward right now or last year or the year before when this fraud has all been going on and said to us, hey, guys, put a bill forward that anybody that gets money, we do checks and balances. In 12 months or in 6 months, we go look at the business, see how it's performing, what's going on with the taxpayers' dollars. And that, to me, should go all the way even to the federal government, because the end of the day, what we're losing right now as Nick went around and looked, there's facilities without kids in it. And we exposed this last summer. You know, the fraud committee, that's one thing when we had the fraud committee created, is we had people on the ground, boots on the ground, going around Minneapolis, St. Paul, looking at centers that weren't open and what was going on. And this fraud's just getting deeper and deeper and deeper.
They've been screaming this since 2017, since the very $250 million for the first round of the daycare. This is where this started. Well, and then, you know,
Absolutely. Autism centers
and feeding people and who knows what else. And now we're into, and Jim, you're a business owner. You touched on this. Now they're talking about this paid family leave deal that's coming at the first of the year. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's okay if you throw up in your mouth a little bit. I do every time I mention it. As a business owner, bro, that has got to just scare you, because I owned a business for a number of years in the restaurant world in this state. And, you know, going back to inspections and being accountable for serving the public, be it a daycare or a restaurant, inspectors are around all the time. Apparently they, I don't know where they've been for these daycare centers, but does this paid family thing worry you at all?
The paid family leave, you know, when you look at that, we hired 400 new employees to run this program in the state of Minnesota. Right now, Minnesota has a fraud problem. I don't think we should be starting any new programs. I think everything should be suspended or held up for a while. Paid family leave, when people look at it, it's a 0.88 payroll tax or 0.66. They're like, well, it cost me $1,000 a year, Jim, for that. That's one part of it. The other part of that is we have to, when you have paid family leave go on and you have somebody leave for 12 weeks, you have to fill in that shift and you have to continue paying benefits for those people that are out. So it's going to cost you more than just the 0.88 for employers. And it's just, you know, when you think of a paramedic or an officer or a fireman or the licensed people that are out there, and somebody goes out on paid family leave, it's not like having a gas station where you just get another cashier to fill that 12 weeks. These are licensed people that they can't fill these positions now. And,
aren't you doubling up on the minute that person's not there? You got to double up on the paycheck. You're paying someone to not work and paying someone that has to work to fill the shift.
And the person that's off on paid family leave, the state of Minnesota has like an unemployment account that's going to go broke, in my opinion, right away.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're all paying 0.88 into that. But we also had to hire 400 employees. But when we see what's going on with fraud, and we have a big program starting like this, I understand the concept behind it of taking care of people. But that's the job of employers, too. Private employers need to take care of their people. Otherwise, they won't have people to work. That is their job, not the state of Minnesota to run programs.
Well, tell that to the state of Minnesota, brother. I mean, that's just they don't want it. No. We want them bigger. We want them fatter. We want them more in debt.
You know, it's exactly what we're seeing. You know, it's when we talk about different things on the floor, if we're going to fund programs, I brought up last year, why don't we have checks and balances? Let's look at the program in 12 months. Is it working? Is it making progress? Is it open? Is there people there? Is it doing what it's supposed to do? And this comes from the top. I mean, Governor Waltz can come to the legislator, to the House or the Senate, and say, guys, we need these bills wrote so we can hold this fraud accountable. The bills start with us and starts with him. He can tell us his agenda. And so if he's serious about fraud, I think he'd be jumping on this. You know, there's just so much coming out right now. And I think we're just tipping the ice block. And it's federal money, too. Federal should be, they want checks and balances also.
Oh, they're all over it. It's not just Minnesota. I've been talking about it all morning, too. It's in Ohio.
Absolutely.
The feds are in Columbus right now. They're in Michigan and Illinois. They're in Maine and Rhode Island, parts of New England that this is going on. It's the same playbook in the same community everywhere they're doing it.
The numbers are staggering. Kevin, this isn't a Democrat or Republican thing.
It shouldn't
be, no.
This is
being good stewards of the taxpayers' dollar. That's what we go and serve to do, be good stewards of the taxpayers' dollars.
Well, let's talk about those dollars just in Minnesota. You had an $18 billion surplus gone in the wind. We've gone into a $6 billion deficit. That's $24 billion. Now if we tag another 10, maybe 12 to $15 billion onto the end of that with the fraud money, dude, we should pave the roads in gold in Minnesota. Seriously, if we could just get our hand on every legit dollar, we could, you know, let's all get a nice little $3,000 rebate or whatever it add up to be. It's crazy.
And when you think of that, Kevin, that's exactly it. $18.5 billion surplus. They raised taxes in that 22-23 session, $10 billion, and we grew government by 40%, and we're looking at going in the hole, even without the fraud. I mean, it's just somebody has to take a checkbook and start running this like a business. That's exactly how I run my businesses. You cannot overspend. That is what it is.
No one can.
You know, when you continue to put mandates onto businesses unfunded, and you pass them down to the counties and the city level, and then they got to raise their taxes, and then we're trying to help people get back on their feet. Well, small businesses, that impacts them. They have to raise their prices. There's no stopping that. We have to start getting back to realization.
Yeah. And
what are we going to do? I sit on the tax. I'm the vice chair of taxes. And I'm afraid, are they going to come next year and ask for a fraud tax to be able to pay back this fraud, the stuff we owe the federal government? No, we cannot tax anymore. We need to be accountable and responsible with the taxpayers' money.
Yeah, and again, you go back to the lack of leadership and Walls and the rest of this clown show. If I'm the governor, the first whistleblower that comes to me, I'm going to go, what is the deal with this? What's going on with this? Has anybody been over to check any of these? Where's the paperwork on it? I want the paperwork by the end of the day today. Get my car. We're going to go check out a couple of these myself. And then if they took one dime of the people that I represent's money, how do I get it back? Why isn't he out in front saying, we've got a task force together. We know they've stolen billions of dollars. We're trying to get it back. He had nothing on that. Basically, it ends up being Trump bad. For some reason, Trump bad. Well, guns are bad. The black guns that look bad are bad.
And to me, if we were going to call a special session for gun control, which he wanted to do, call a special session to quit the fraud money going out right now. Let's suspend funds. Let's call a session to shut things down.
Yeah, there's a thought. So where do you think this goes? Let's walk this down the road 6 months quick, Jim. We're on with Jim Joy from Minnesota 4B. Where do you think this ends in 6 months to a year?
course, fraud committee has been meeting all year and exposing more fraud. And we will go back in the session. February 17th is when we'll go back session. And I think the number one thing we should be focusing on fraud. And I hope our governor is willing to walk forward and tell us what we need to do.
Boy, he doesn't seem to be, though. I don't know. It seems that they got some sort of a thing, you know, going. We're doing safety councils for guns or something, I heard. That's, you know, a lot of deflection going on. If you listen real closely, you can hear the documents being shredded at these daycare centers as we speak. I'm thinking, Jim, always good to catch up, man. And let's talk more as we get close to the primary for the governors. And we'll see how we do from there. But keep up the great work.
Take care, my friend. Appreciate it, Kevin.
You bet. You got it.